Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a Queen's University professor of human rights law has said that a target has been put on his back because of a campaign of intimidation against him concerning his work about Ireland's constitutional future. Professor Colin Harvey, who's a board member of the Ireland's Future Organisation, says he's being vilified for what is essentially a Good Friday Agreement conversation. Professor Harvey joins us now on the line, and you're very welcome, Colin, to the programme this afternoon.
You might
just start by just explaining when this all started and what did it look like?
Well, really, the research that I've been doing, certainly in a post-Brexit context in Northern Ireland, has really informed my thinking on this. Essentially, as you know, the Good Friday Agreement gives people a choice about the constitutional future. That discussion has really been heightened after Brexit. So, you know, it's really since I began working more intensively in that, both in an academic role in wider civic society, about really just exploring the questions around that and about planning and preparing for really the constitutional future of the island of Ireland. You know, I've both been working on that academically, but as you've pointed out, I've also been involved in civic society conversations around that as well, about really just the responsible role of planning properly for the constitutional future of this island. And it's been a 3 year long really campaign of what, you know, I regard as systemic intimidation, harassment and threats around my work, both my academic work and my public engagement around that. And I feel rather than sort of hide away from that, I'm very, very determined both to call that out publicly, because it has involved political parties and a whole range of others as well. Anybody familiar with social media will see that. But also recently, people will have seen that the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, Geoffrey Donaldson, was actually at Queen's University, my employer, raising questions around a research report that I'm launching next week. So yeah, I want to call that out, but also make clear that I'm really just determined to continue with my work.
Yeah, the DUP leader, as you say, he took to social media to criticise the use of the Queen's University Belfast logo on the report that you're producing.
Yeah.
But what was his concern around it?
I think, first of all, it's rather surprising because, you know, I've produced a significant number of reports throughout my, you know, almost 30 years in academic life, where, and I've used the logo quite a lot in the past, but, and obviously the report hasn't been launched yet, so we're really talking about the cover of a report. So, you know, Geoffrey Donaldson was raising concerns about Queen's University logo being on the cover of a report dealing with the issue of a United Ireland.
Okay.
So my sense was that was a concern, but obviously, you know, my view as an academic is that this is a perfectly legitimate constitutional conversation framed by the Good Friday Agreement. And actually, it would be rather bizarre if a university like Queen's wasn't centrally involved in advancing an evidence-based informed debate about precisely that question.
And the use of the logo was authorised by Queen's University Belfast.
Yeah, well, one of the things I've said to Geoffrey, and I'll put the call out this evening on your programme if he's listening, is just come and talk to me directly. If Geoffrey Donaldson had have asked me, I would have told him. There was no need to go to the Vice-Chancellor of the University. But, you know, once Geoffrey has a chance to read the report when it's launched next week, I would welcome a conversation. Come to Queen's.
Okay.
We'll sit down over a cup of coffee and tea, and we'll talk about the substance of my work. So, you know, that's an open invitation to Geoffrey Donaldson, the DUP, UUP, TUV, any political parties, people who have been critical of my work, to engage with it, come and talk to me. My door is open for a conversation around all of this.
So you say this has been going on then, Colin, for 3 years. What does it look like? What does this intimidation look like? You know, can you give us some examples in your life as to how this is affecting you?
Well, if I tell you that I've had to take extensive security measures in relation to my office, my work environment, the PSNI have been in contact with me this week, providing a range of advice in relation to my security situation. You know, that's had an impact. I'm taking a number of complaints forward with the PSNI to confront all this. So it's had a fairly dramatic impact. And let's be clear, Sarah, we're in a context where loyalist paramilitaries, as unbelievable as this sounds, nearly 25 years on from the agreement, are openly pondering here, coming off their ceasefire, and people have been relentlessly painting a target on my back. People who are in and around that whole sort of constituency, if you like, in Northern Ireland. So, you know, there's the security implications of that.
To interrupt you, but when painting a target on your back, is this is this people talking about you on social media, identifying you, as the enemy, is it? Or what are people saying about you or to you on social media?
Yeah. First of all, I invite all your listeners to Google my name on Twitter, and they'll see precisely what I mean. But it's the involvement of political parties as well, Sarah. And, you know, it's this sort of, you know, misinformation, disinformation that Colin Harvey isn't really an academic. You know, that Colin Harvey is something else, that I'm, you know, I'm involved in a democratic, civic, peaceful conversation about constitutional change, and that's it. I'm involved in doing that in an academic role at Queen's University Belfast, and I'm involved in a non-party political civic movement around that conversation, Ireland's future, as well. So, you know, people need to really wise up, stop using the sort of Trump-like language that they're using, because it's dangerous and irresponsible, and they have really, really short memories about what can happen to people in Northern Ireland around the use of that really incendiary, inflammatory language. You know, I'm an academic. I've always been involved in civic activism around rights, equality, and social justice and change. I've always done that. Why would I do anything different now? And I just repeat that. Come and have a conversation with me. Talk through my work. But don't be, you know, going to my employer. Don't be alleging I have things that I'm not. Don't be spreading misinformation and disinformation about me. Let's talk, you know, and that's really the offer tonight as well.
You've got a panic button installed in your office, I believe, in Queen's University Belfast, which I suppose goes to show that the level of concern that you have over your personal safety. Are you frightened about what might happen next week when this report is published? There'll be a lot of attention around it, no doubt.
Well, there's two things. The first thing is, Sarah, look, your listeners will all know nothing good ever happened in Northern Ireland without some form of backlash. We wouldn't have a Good Friday Agreement if people didn't stick with it. And so, first of all, I'm determined to stick with it. I have done absolutely nothing wrong. I am taking the promises of the Good Friday Agreement seriously. In some senses, I'm living out those promises. So I will not be deterred or derailed from doing this work. It's important work. And if I've helped to create a civic space for other people to feel safe to enter, I'd be glad to do that. But I'm not naive, you know what I mean? People are using the most incendiary language possible around me at the moment. They are painting a target on my back in a context where loyalist paramilitaries are pondering out loud their ceasefire in the context of the protocol. But, you know, I am determined to keep going. And, you know, if people want to show solidarity with me tonight or in the future, I encourage people just to join the conversation, to enter the space, because that sends its own message.
And I understand the points that you're making there, that you don't want to be cowed, or you don't want to back down, or you don't want to perhaps show weakness in the face of any campaign of intimidation. Yeah. But just in terms of how you're doing, I'm just wondering, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm convinced that in the work that I'm doing, that I will be vindicated, and all of us involved in this work will be vindicated, because I've learned the history of the process. I am convinced in the integrity both of my work and the arguments that I'm making. I am committed to the Good Friday Agreement vision. I think the island of Ireland is heading towards these referendums taking place, and we need to be prepared properly, and we need to be ready. And I feel an enormous responsibility. I'm from Derry. I care about the people on this island. I'm inspired by my own upbringing. I want to get this right, and I want to be part of this conversation. I'm not going to stand on the sidelines. But yes, I have two young teenage daughters. I have a family. I live in Belfast. I'm not naive. But I would just ask people to hold their nerve, because no good thing ever happened in our peace process without a backlash. And we wouldn't have a Good Friday Agreement that we'll be celebrating next year if people hadn't stuck determinately with it. And I will continue to do what I'm doing.
Professor Colin Harvey, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you.